a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
NASA, space, life, what we don't know about ourselves, it's all exciting. And it's at our fingertips sometimes.
Okay.
But it's still so far away, Tom. Mm. I mean, it's the final frontier. Also the ocean, you know, I mean, that's right here. The ocean is also cool to think about. The
and
fact that we
clouds and trees.
No. We know about clouds and trees.
Do we know everything, though? Have you ever been in a cloud?
Yeah. Have you not? Have you not flown? I went to New York. Didn't I tell you? Anyway, okay, the ocean, yes, is amazing, but we're looking upwards. We're looking to space, and you know that I'm a space kid, and you know that I've been this way for a long time. So when new space news comes out, I'm here to tell you. I listen to your petrol stuff. You will listen to this. I'm here to tell you all the latest and greatest things. Okay,
sure.
Now the James Webb Space Telescope was very... Open your eyes. The James Webb Space Telescope was very famous. It was taking a lot of in-depth photos so far into space that we'd never seen before. And this was happening about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago. Well, now, I'm going to keep it quick. Just stay with me. The world's newest and biggest space telescope is showing Jupiter as we've never seen.
Oh, wow.
So check out these photos today.
Yeah.
They're infrared images, and then they've artificially coloured them just to make it so that we can understand what we're looking at with the human eye, you know what I mean? But
right.
This is cool.
So, these are brand new photos of what Jupiter doesn't look like.
No, wait. Anyway, shut up.
Because I can draw you a picture here.
No,
of what
I can.
Yeah. It's shaped a bit different. Look at this.
Grab the pen.
Right.
Grab.
And then there's the tip bit here. Right. There's your Jupiter.
Is that to scale? Is that to scale?
Space,
yeah, it looks about right.
All of a sudden, space is... Look, hey, space, not so excited. Turn it upside down. Oh, space is excited.
No, you're ruining this for me. Okay, now the other exciting thing... Put that away. The other exciting thing is we've gone through our whole life not knowing what a supermassive black hole sounds like.
Oh, I do know what it sounds like. It's a... It's a Muse song, Supermassive Black Hole.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That is a good one. Obviously don't have it in the system.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it. Okay. No. So now NASA have released an audio clip that represents actual sound waves emanating from an enormous black hole at the center of a galaxy cluster, which is more than 200 million light years away.
How do they get the microphone up there, though? That's what I want to know.
Anyway, the sound is edited so it can be heard by human ears. So it's the same thing. No, understand.
This is what a black hole doesn't sound like,
no,
guys.
It's not
this
what...
Is, here's your audio of what it doesn't sound like.
All right, so they mixed it in with some other data. They amplified it right.
Yeah.
And they're saying, look, you and me, we all thought that there was no sound in space.
Mm.
Well, that's a misconception. And here's what it sounds like.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Okay. No. That is also a great song.
Okay.
Let us pray for that beautiful soul. But
right.
This is what it sounds like.
Do you have a big banana?
If you want that, baby, I got it.
Mate, I can go all day, but okay, you want to actually hear what the black hole sounds like.
Okay. I've got my hand up in the slacking.
Oh, God, sorry, wrong button. I pressed the wrong button.
That's the worst one.
I know, that's why I love it so much.
In the kitchen making stir fry comes up next, I'm launching, absolutely throwing this chair backwards and launching at your throat.
Okay,
I'm just letting you know.
This is what the black hole doesn't sound like. This is the bit that you've given me here.
Thank you.
Sounds good to me, mate.
It's a giant hole, that one.
That song is a giant hole. You're working with a giant hole this morning.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
Action indeed. action.
That's what you're about to get.
I always know it's going to be a good one when the intro happens there and Log's got this massive smile on her face and bouncing around like she's shaping up in the corner of the boxing ring. Like, I'm on here. Oh. Let me loose.
It's going to be a quick one. There's a lot going on. Okay.
All right. So just so everyone knows, Tommy and Loggy are going to act out a scene from a movie. I've got to guess it. At the end, don't forget, what do you say?
And scene.
Excellent.
So you know it's the end of the scene.
No pressure, but make it good.
I'm going to move my chair for this one.
I'm moving my chair too.
I like movement.
Okay, here we go. I feel seen for this week.
Did I let the team down? I don't know.
No, that was really good.
Outstanding commitment by both of you.
I ended up on the floor.
That was good. Do you know the movie?
You know what? I so do. And
oh,
I
my
can't
God. Have
I
we got him? We might
I
have
think
got him.
We might have got him.
No, it's...
Just so you know, we did White Chicks a couple of weeks ago, and so we're following that Wayans.
That Wayans
theme.
Vibe.
Oh, I'm not going to get it, but I...
You got any guesses?
Can I? Who else is in the movie?
No, you don't get that. It's on Acting Alone. If you don't know it, you don't know it.
No, that's fine.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, finally. I'm not the only one who hasn't got a movie.
Okay, instead of announcing the movie, how about we play him the audio? Because maybe it was the acting that didn't get
across. All right.
Here's the audio.
Here's the actual scene.
Take my hand. Come on. You're going to fall unless you take my hand.
No, give me your other hand.
Oh, my other hand isn't strong enough.
Take the small hand. You take my little hand. Any idea?
Come on, let's just tell him.
Tell me.
Scary movie 2.
The greatest. Just don't go back and watch
it again.
Oh, really? Slightly, yeah, has been cancelled?
Yeah.
Well done, you
Stitchy,
two.
We got you.
Well done.
Stitch you right up there, mate. That is I Feel Seen for this week. Get returns next Wednesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There are a few things that are iconic in Geelong kind of lore, L-O-R-E lore.
Yeah, nostalgia.
You got Poppy Kettle.
Yes.
You've got Tiennoir Cafe. You've got Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the guys up the top of the T&G building that used to pop out.
Yeah. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
Oh,
You've got the fountain in the mall that they used to put the soap in and the bubbles used to go everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the people in the T&G building used to wear Geelong jumpers when the Cats were in the grand final.
That's so cool. Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah. So, and then you've also got Salty the Seal.
Salty the Seal at Smorgies on the pier there. Mm. Iconic, right? And everyone that grew up with Salty has always had a special place in their heart for Salty and thought, where's Salty now?
Do you remember Salty from being a kid there, Lingy?
Well, just for those who don't know what the hell we're talking about with Salty, Salty was part of like a... What would you call it?
It's like a buffet restaurant called Smorgies.
Yeah, but then it was part of a display, but it moved and King Neptune was there. Yeah. And
every
was like
so often it was a show that would start, wouldn't it?
Animatronic show, that's it.
That's I never went to the Geelong one, but I went to the Burwood one as a kid, that was more of a tiki kind of vibe.
Salty would sing along and mm-hmm. or Neptune would do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great for the kids, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, so, good
so
for the kids.
Essentially a whole generation of Geelong kids grew up knowing Salty the Seal and loving him, and then he was gone.
Gone forever.
No, how did that happen? What ended up happening? So Smorgies wrapped up, did they, Lingy? Because we weren't, Log was in Werribee as a kid, but I've only been here for 8 years, so...
Well, I think I know a guy that actually knows what happened.
I just thought Lingy might want to reveal himself. But yeah, let's get Jared on.
Let's talk to Jared.
Let's get Jared. It's been 2 minutes.
We've only got Jared.
Jared Mutimer is on the phone. Good morning, Jared. You know exactly.
Good morning.
You know exactly what happened to Smorgies and Salty the Seal and who maybe played a part in it.
I sure do, Mr. Lingy.
Hello, Jared. How are you this morning?
I think he might have shut it down to build something maybe a bit better with better food.
Hang on. Lingy,
so
you killed Salty.
No, can I give a little backstory here? So Jared's about to tell us he's gone on a journey to go and find Salty and bring him back. Jared, all you had to do was ring me. I knew exactly where Salty was the entire time. We had two choices when we did the refurbishment on the end of Cunningham Pier. We had two choices. It was either for Salty to go back to his natural environment.
Drop
him off the end of the pier into Corio Bay.
Yeah.
Or to send him to Jurralinga Wildlife Sanctuary, which we thought was a nicer touch. So we sent him out there. Is that where you found
him? Absolutely. It is. So it was such a long journey. So someone did mention that he was there to me originally. And then when I contacted them, they were like, he's not here.
So he wasn't on display. You couldn't just roll into Jurralinga and see him. He was like in a back shed or something.
Yeah, so he's sitting in the back shed. They just literally said, he's not here. He's never been here.
Mystery.
Yeah, and that was kind of the start of wondering where he might actually be.
And you didn't take no for an answer because you, 10 years throughout this whole journey, you had a dream that someone had done something to Salty pretty terrible, and that's what sparked you.
Was it Lingy in your dream?
And that sparked you to search for him.
I did. I had a dream that he ended up in a butcher. Yes. Not great news.
No.
This is a robotic seal, though. Like, butcher's not really going to carve him up, Jared.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Which is
good.
Hang on. So where we're at now, Jurralinga said, no, we don't have him. Mm. And then what do?
So I went and got in contact with the city of Greater Geelong.
Yeah.
To just try and find out if they knew where he might be. They gave me the names of the owners of Smorgies when it was Smorgies.
Mm.
So I contacted them and they were like, yeah, he went to Jurralinga. They sent me a photo of, which would have been like the last photo taken of him on the pier in his holiday best, ready to go.
We dressed him up.
So I messaged Jurralinga again and was like, hey, he's definitely here. Was here at one time. And then they were like, who told you this? And I was like, the old owners, all these people. And they're like, yeah, he's here. And I was like, oh, right.
It was a bit fishy.
Yeah.
Why were they trying to protect he wasn't in witness protection.
No.
The mob weren't trying to hunt him down.
Okay, so after all the searching, you have finally got Salty in your possession.
Well, how did you get him?
I do. So just constant, like, talking to them and messaging them. So obviously Jurralinga has closed down now since. So the second last day, they finally just admitted that they had him properly and was going to get rid of him. So obviously the whole time they were like, he's not here. We don't know what's going to happen to him when he was here. Obviously their priority at the time, I think they've been trying to sell Jurralinga for like 3 years. So that was their priority. But yeah, so the second last day before they closed, they actually messaged me and was like, if you want him, he is here. You need to be serious about your price.
Yes, right now.
Yeah.
Yes, put in your best offer.
Exactly. So I was like, look, this is how much, like, I can offer. Because I was like, how much do you want for him? And they were like, well, we have other people that are interested. So I think, because I've had people call up to make sure, like, he's there still and things, and like, I think it was probably last year I had a friend call up that they were like, no, he's sold. He's not here anymore. He's been sold.
Man.
Like, it's just everything about it's really fishy. Like, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, So I think I've also stuffed myself up by making the price have to increase by having other people contact them.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, they'll just want, like, $500 or something. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I had to try and convince my partner to let me even buy this. That meant a lot to me.
Is he big? Where is he now?
So at the moment, he was in my house, but my silly little corgi kept trying to kind of bite him. Put it in the garage at the moment while I try and restore him.
Oh, man. And so,
he's
Jared,
a bit dirty as well.
You're on the hunt for audio files, photos, old scripts of Salty from back in the day so you can reanimate him and put him back in his true form. And how do people get involved with getting this audio to you?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook group which is called Salty the Seal, Smorgish Geelong has been found. It was formerly on the search for Salty the Seal. So anyone can kind of just join that group, post things. It's got, I think, about 200 people, and because of that, we've been able to track down so many people that were involved with his animation, the people, so the company that actually made him and all of the Smorgies things for all the Smorgies restaurants. We've got the guy who wrote the show.
Yeah, right.
However, we've only been able to find him on LinkedIn and he doesn't actually use it much. So.
The hunt, so annoying. The hunt continues. Tell me, if I had have known that Salty was going to go through this harrowing hostage experience...
You wouldn't have done a thing different.
I would have just sent him back to his natural habitat.
Ah, the water. All right, Jared, we're going to get the details up online. We've got to let you go, mate, but well done on tracking him down and all the best on reanimating Salty, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for the chat, guys. Have a good day.
And you've got a lot to answer for there, Cameron Lee.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.